Well, welcome back to the program, everyone. I know a lot of you planning some vacations. Maybe you're going to head down to the Caribbean and take a cruise for the holidays. Or maybe you'd like to do some more exotic traveling and visit one of the world's less affluent countries. If you have, I know when I was a kid, we would go back to my father's homeland of Romania, and one of the things I noticed was a lot of kids begging for money. That was 30 years ago, even longer than that, and I don't think much has changed with that. Many are dirty, some usually very hungry. If you go to any kind of third world country, you'll see that some are disabled and are disfigured. And I recall, and this has been making the news of late, about crime rings around the world trafficking in children and using them as beggars. And they will maybe even starve or maim the children to get more sympathy from you. And I remember being a little kid in an ice cream shop, turning to my aunt and uncle saying, you know, my gosh, didn't we give them money? And they said, no, it's the gypsies' kids, and this is what they do. And they ignored them. But boy, I mean, into the stores they would come. My next guest has written about this and has lived it. He's seen it firsthand as well. It's really hard to resist dropping a few coins into their hands. As Zulfikar Rashid is joining me now. He's written a book called The Ravoids of Khalilabad, and he hails from Pakistan and joining me now on the program. Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Victoria. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
You bet. Now, you've been in this country how long?
I've been in the U.S. for, I would say, about 26 years.
You were born in Pakistan, and now you live in Southern California, correct?
That is correct.
All right. You've written for many newspapers and then recounted your travels to Pakistan and talked about major figures in the Pakistani artistic and cultural scene. But when all this was kind of breaking a few, I guess it was last month, about, we found the little girl that was found, the blonde-haired girl was found in Greece and turned out to be, you know, there wasn't the biological parents. There was a big uproar over this, trying to find who this child belonged to. In the meantime, it also brought attention to some of the beggars and children being used among what they call gypsies in that part of the world, and it can be all over the world. So what is it that you want folks to know about this? When they're out traveling and they go to some of these countries, it's a little disconcerting and alarming for a lot of Americans, is it not?
Yes, it is, because you don't see too much of that in the U.S. It's not as common, but in many parts of the world, as you have said, Victoria, it's fairly common. And the thing that I would like to convey is that even though it is so difficult to not want to give money to the children, especially the children who come and beg for it from you when you're traveling, the best thing is to not do so. And the main reason for that is, as you have said, the money does not actually go to the children. You give the money thinking that you are going to help this child a little bit, but the money is going to go straight to their handlers, to the criminal rings that control those children, that have abducted those children, possibly maimed those children, deformed them, so that you can give them more money. If you really want to help them, there are other ways that you can do that, but giving them money is not the best way.
You know what came to mind right now is a scene from Slumdog Millionaire when he purposely maims the child at his eye, blinds him in one eye. It was horrific, horrific. But I'm sadly probably pretty close to the truth. This was a homeless child in India, which is what the slums of India, or at least some of the bigger cities, was what this was about. Is there anything a tourist can give to a begging child that would be considered helpful? Because one thing you say is that when you give them money or gifts, it's incentive to stay on the streets instead of trying to go to school.
Yes. So if you want to help the child, one thing that could help them, usually these children are very hungry, they're not fed enough, they are undernourished, so you can take them with you to give them something to eat. You can buy them some food that you should watch them eat yourself so that you know they are actually benefiting from that. The other thing is a little bit more involved. Before going to a country, especially a third world country or underdeveloped country, spend a little bit of time doing research on Google. Usually in all of these countries there are many non-government organizations or NGOs as they're called, And if you want to give charity, which I think that you should, we should all give charity, those of us that can afford to do so, and give charity to those organizations. There are many organizations in those countries that are run by honest people that want to do good, that want to help their communities. Help them. That would be a good way to give charity and to help these children.
And Zulfikar, is this, are these begging greens limited to developing or poor nations? I mean, you've got cruise ships, and a lot of folks in St. Louis love to go cruising to the Caribbean and other parts. I would think when they get off to some of these ports, seeing these children begging is not that unusual.
That's correct. So it's not just, you're right, it's not just underdeveloped countries or third world countries. You know, I mean, it's not a good thing to say, but human nature has both a good and a bad part, and it's not limited to certain parts of the world. So there are criminal rings in many countries, in Eastern Europe, like you said, in Western Europe even. So you just have to be careful that when you are confronted with a child, as you said at the beginning of the show, who is, you know, dirty and tatters and looking at you with pleading eyes, it's really difficult to not respond to that. We just need to be cognizant and respond in a way that will actually help that child.
Our guest is Zulfikar Rashid, who was born in Pakistan but is living in the United States in Southern California for about 26 years or so. He's a regular contributor to various newspapers and written extensively recounting his travels to Pakistan. And you yourself are an accomplished artist and calligrapher, and your art's been featured in the San Diego area as well in some galleries. You've written a book called The Rat Boys of Karalabad. Tell us about these rat boys. How prevalent are they, and why that name?
Okay, so they are, as far as the prevalence is concerned, a couple of years ago a study was done, and they were estimated to be about 20,000 or so red children in Southeast Asia. I mean, you can imagine that count is an estimate. It's truly not an accurate count. How are they formed is very horrific. Children are abducted from the street, and they are taken to shrines where their heads are bound in metal or in leather straps. It's much like the Chinese feed binding practice that was prevalent some years ago. Their heads are bound, and then they are left to grow. As they grow, their bodies and their facial features grow normally, but their heads remain shrunken. So as they become a 8, 9, 10-year-old child, you see a creature that is human, of course, but does not look human. The face looks like that of a rat. And why is this done? It's for the same reason. They evoke more sympathy or revulsion in some cases, and you want to give them money and just get away. That's what.
Wow, and then I understand at least their brain's underdeveloped, so they're not going to function at the age that they might be. And the whole idea is to evoke more compassion. So when they go begging, that is just—it's so horrific. I can't even wrap my brain around it. But you know, like I mentioned, we saw that in the movie Slumdog Millionaire. So these children are coming from the streets. Either they're already in countries, right?
That's right.
So what? What can we, here you are in the United States, you come back, you go back and forth to Pakistan when you've seen it on your street of homeland. What can we in the West do, if anything, to put an end to these terrible, and I wouldn't call them traditions, they're just horrific practices. And I mean, you're writing about it to try to get the word out, but that whole idea of bounding, I've never heard of except for the geisha girls, I guess, back in the day of the Chinese feet binding practice. But, oh, that is just horrific, Zulfikar. Oof.
Yes, it is. It is. And, Victoria, I think that there is a... when you shine light on darkness, that really helps dispel the darkness. So I think just being aware of it, writing about it, talking about it, putting your voice against it, is one of the best ways. BBC is doing a great job over the last months and years. They have had a stream of articles and shows about this practice. So it's slowly being recognized, and there is less and less of it. But generally speaking, I think that the best thing that people can do, that we can do, is contribute, give to charities, give to organizations that help combat this on the ground in those countries. In Pakistan, there are organizations like the ED Foundation, like Angan and others, that help educate children and adults. I think this cycle can be broken by breaking through the poverty and the lack of education blocks that are in many of these countries. So as we educate parents, as we educate the general population, and as we combat poverty, these practices become less and less prevalent.
Our guest again is Zulfikar Rashid, who's written the book The Rat Boys of Karalabad, which is in Pakistan, right?
It is a fictional account set in Pakistan, yes.
All right. But again, you do focus on the Rat Boys, which is the system of organized beggary, which was again rooted in society in Southeast Asia, especially in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Just horrible that they take this that inhuman extension of the Chinese feet binding practice and bind these children's heads and limbs so that they develop abnormally is just so sickening. But you've tried to bring this to light. As you said, out of darkness you try to bring light. And do you know the writer Khaled Hosseini, because I'm reading his latest book for our book club. He wrote The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Sons.
Yes.
And do you know him personally? Because I know that your book is influenced.
Yes. I was inspired by him. And no, I do not know him personally, but I was very much inspired by him and his books.
I mean, just phenomenal, but writing. But again, this is your own account of going back there and your travels and then seeing these rat boys, correct?
That's correct.
Are girls involved at all?
Unfortunately, yes. It's not uncommon for that, but usually it is boys.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Well, Zulfikar Rashid, is there a place we can go, A, to get the book and educate ourselves, The Rat Boys of Karalabad, or for more information about what we can do here?
So you can get the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, or my site, ZulfikarRashid.com. And as far as being able to do something, as I mentioned earlier, I think the best way is to help the local charities that are doing good work in the countries.
You bet. And again, when you're out there and you're going to cruising or traveling to these other countries, do not give these children money because it usually doesn't go to them. It's just like the homeless here, we hear all the time, never give the homeless money. If you want to feed them, then get them the food and make sure, you know, watch them eat it, because in the case of the children begging, usually that food doesn't go to them either. They're really treated like animals. It's just horrific. By the grace of God, maybe we can make some difference in a small way. So thank you so much, Zulfikar. Zulfikar Rashid, again, the author of The Rat Boys of Karalabad. Thank you for shedding light and writing about your experiences.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I was glad to be on the show.
You bet. And happy Thanksgiving, sir. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you also.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.